This news update is being brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop. For beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond and decor cabinetry, see D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. Also Murphy's Bakery Catering Connection and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe, they're open now with fresh break breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news this hour. A warm welcome and heartfelt gratitude greeted local veterans Dan Little and Bob Haldane as they returned home after participating in Honor Flight Mission 26, an unforgettable journey recognizing their service and sacrifice to the nation. The Honor Flight offered both men the chance to visit the memorials dedicated to their service in Washington, D.C., surrounded by fellow veterans and volunteers. The experience was more about the historic landmarks. It was an opportunity to share stories, remember fallen comrades, and recognize a lifetime of service, as well as receive a warm welcome home that may never have been received upon their arrival back home following their service. Family members, friends, and community supporters gathered to celebrate their return. American flags waved overhead and supporters lined up to welcome the veterans, creating an emotional moment that underscored the lasting bond between those who served and the communities they protected. For Little and Haldane, Honor Flight Mission 26 represented a meeting chapter in their lives defined by commitment and sacrifice. Their return serves as a reminder that honoring veterans is not confined to holidays or ceremonies. It is expressed through simple acts of recognition, shared memories, and a willingness to say welcome home for service that often came at a great personal cost. Honor Flight Mission 26 may have lasted only a couple days, but for Little and Haldane and the people who welcomed them home, its impact will be remembered for years to come. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over a plea cutoff hearing involving Tia Michelle Schertz. Schertz appeared with defense attorney Dallas Rooney, while assisting prosecuting attorney Alexander Pahani represented the people. The prosecution initially offered a plea agreement under which Schertz would plead guilty to operating while impaired in exchange for the dismissal of the original charge and a preliminary breath test refusal allegation. Schertz initially accepted the agreement and entered a guilty plea. However, during court's questioning, Schertz indicated she had not necessarily been given sufficient time to consult with her attorney before entering the plea. When asked if she needed additional time to speak with Mr. Rooney, she confirmed she did, prompting the court to pause proceedings to allow further consultation. The matter later looked a little different when Mr. Rooney requested permission to withdraw as Schertz's attorney, citing a breakdown in attorney-client relationship. Assistant prosecuting attorney Alexander Pahani did not object to the withdrawal request, but advised the court that the prosecution was considering rescinding the plea offer, noting the case originated in April and the people were prepared to proceed to trial. Judge Ferris granted Rooney's motion to withdraw and ordered new counsel be appointed for Schertz from the court's roster of attorneys. A new plea cutoff hearing will be scheduled after replacement counsel's been assigned, with the notice to provide to all parties. And State Representative Greg Alexander is inviting residents across the 98th House District to attend a series of public office hours later this month. The Carsonville lawmaker will provide updates on legislative activity in Lansing and meet one-on-one with constituents to discuss local issues and answer questions. The first stop is scheduled for Friday, June 26th from 9 until 10 a.m., at Huron County Memorial Airport in Bad Axe, followed by a session from 11 a.m. until noon at the Sandusky Airport. and a third event will take place Monday, June 29th from 9 until 10 a.m. at Marlett Township Hall. Alexander says hearing directly from residents helps him better represent the needs and priorities of the communities he serves. The events are open to the public and no appointments required, and if you're unable to attend, you can reach the representative's office by phone or email to share questions or concerns. And we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Does your air conditioning not blow cold? Then you need to come get your vehicle serviced at Al Hansen Motors. Hi, this is Tyler Hansen. We have the equipment and refrigerant to work on every make, every model, every year. This week I have a 2014 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT double cab. It has a Z71 off-road package, four-wheel drive, and is very clean for the year. It has a 5.3-liter V8 engine, Bluetooth, backup camera, towing package, and only 70,000 miles. We're asking $22,380. We also just got in a 2024 GMC Terrain SLE front-wheel drive. It has remote start, power liftgate, heated cloth seats, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, and more. Like new with 24,000 miles and still covered by the original manufacturer warranty, we're asking $23,980. If you need a reliable third-row SUV, we have a 2021 GMC Acadia SLE, all-wheel drive, remote start, 3.6 V6 engine, and 77,000 miles. We're asking $24,380. And wrapping up, we have a 2021 Chevy Equinox LT. It's all-wheel drive, it gets decent fuel economy, has heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, backup camera, power liftgate, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, and a lot more. Come take it for a test drive, 330 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe.
When it's time to purchase new cabinets for your project, call Doug Klee at D&M Cabinet Shop first. D&M Cabinet Shop not only does custom cabinets, but they also sell and install pre-built cabinets for your kitchen, bath, or office. Many times, D&M Cabinet Shop can sell you pre-built cabinets for possibly a lower price than you'd pay at the big box stores. So why settle for inferior cabinets at higher prices when you can get pre-built cabinets as quickly as a week from ordering, and maybe for less than what the big box stores charge? D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth will work with your preference, space, style, and budget. So for your next new cabinet project for your kitchen, bath, or office, call Doug Klee at D&M Cabinet Shop at 989-479-9271. That's 989-479-9271.
This is Doug Klee from D&M Cabinet Shop. Come see us at 5230 Pretty Road in Ruth or give us a call at 989-479-9271 for a free estimate and start saving money on your new cabinets today.
And we do have one obituary for today. Kathleen Lillian Densmore of Mayville, age 81, passed away Wednesday, June 17th. She was born February 6, 1945, in Bad Axe. And in 1965, Kathy married the love of her life, Robert Densmore. She left to cherish her memory, her loving husband, Robert Densmore, her four boys, Joshua, Jeremy, Benjamin, and Samuel, her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Kathy's funeral service will be on Wednesday, June the 24th at 11 a.m. at Ransford Funeral Home of Caro. Kathleen's family will be present to receive visitors on Tuesday, June 23rd from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. and at the Ransford Funeral Home in Caro again on Tuesday at 10 a.m. until the time of service. Those planning an expression of sympathy are asked to consider memorial contributions to the Parkinson's Foundation. The family was assisted with arrangements by Ransford Funeral Home of Caro, and friends can share their thoughts, memories, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com.
At concerts, we dance to the same tune. At games, we hug total strangers. And yet, in these moments, there's also something we don't do. We don't act based on how they look, who they love, where they're from, or what they believe. We just act. Because the things that make us different will never change what makes us human. Go to lovehasnolabels.com to learn more. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
And we're back with your national and international news. In a surprising legal twist, Arizona state prosecutors have announced the formal dismissal of the high-profile fake elector case involving the 2020 election. The precision marks the third time a state-level prosecution of this nature has been dismissed due to procedural and technical hurdles. However, the state's attorney general made it clear that this is far from a victory for the defendants, explicitly vowing the state intends to seek a brand new restructured grand jury indictment in the near future. The sudden dismissals reignited a fierce national debate over political accountability and the weaponization of the legal system. Legal analysts suggest that prosecutors are likely refining their strategy to withstand aggressive defense challenges regarding jurisdiction and statute of limitations. For now, the defendants remain in legal limbo, while voting rights advocates express concern that the delays could push any final resolution past upcoming election cycles. And U.S. Defense Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth delivered a blunt, uncompromising message to America's European allies at a high-stakes NATO ministerial meeting in Brussels today. Hegseth formally announced an aggressive six-month Pentagon review of all U.S. military forces stationed across Europe, warning that the future American troop levels are now strictly conditional. The administration is demanding that European nations instantly abandon what it calls Cold War dependencies and step up to take primary independent responsibility for the conventional defense of their own continent. Chiding his counterparts, Hegseth criticized several allied nations for failing to meet basic defense spending targets while prioritizing progressive social initiatives over hardline military readiness. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte attempted to project unity, acknowledging that Washington's demands for a fair burden-sharing agreement are entirely reasonable given the current global threat landscape. However, behind closed doors, European defense ministers are reportedly scrambling to form emergency contingencies, deeply rattled by the very real prospect of a massive U.S. military withdrawal. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop. For beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond and decor cabinetry, see D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. Also, Murphy's Bakery Catering Connection and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe, they're open now, with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.
Hey, Paul here from Murphy's Bakery in Bad Axe. You know, food is more than something you eat. It can be a sweet treat to bring back memories. It can be a comfort after a long day. And at times, food can be art. Here at Murphy's Bakery, it's a part of our family tradition. And for generations, families have trusted Murphy's to help make their celebration special. From birthday cakes and holiday pies to fresh baked bread, dinner rolls, and custom trays with catering for gatherings, we take pride in being part of your moments, big and small. Everything we make starts with real ingredients, real recipes, and real care, the way they should be. If you have an event coming up or just want to bring home something that tastes like it came from Grandma's kitchen, stop in and see us. We're right at the main light in Bad Axe, and we're always happy to help you pick out the perfect treat. Murphy's Bakery, where traditions are baked fresh daily.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.